This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Unbreakable Latina.
Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having a great 2024. I haven't talked to you guys since last year, about 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. I can't even recall. So much has happened in between, and I have rested. I plan to do all this stuff with the podcast, and I'm going to get ready for the year, and it's going to be organized. And it didn't happen. I just took time to rest. I took time to spend with my family. And I really enjoyed my time off. I was very excited for the beginning of the year. And if I sound different, it's because I came down with the cold. That's how I started my year. In 2023, New Year's Eve, I am hanging out with my family. And all of a sudden, I start feeling like congested. I'm like, oh, maybe it's just allergies. Next day, I wake up feeling sick. I come home, been dying on the couch all day. And then I called off the next day from work. Went to work the next day, left early because I felt so sick, and it's been like that for a whole week now. And I really wish I felt so much better, but I don't. I plan to record today a video podcast, and I honestly didn't even feel like recording this episode, if I'll be honest with you guys, but I was like, no, like I miss recording. I have to get back into the groove. I kind of haven't felt myself, as in like I have too much time on my hands, but yet I don't want to do anything because I've been sick. But I'm like, they're going to appreciate me with my deep, raspy voice anyway. So here I am back. I wanted to do this episode for you guys because if you are also feeling sick, I feel for you, girl, because I was barely bragging about how everyone at work was sick and my immune system was so great. And I've been like very lucky to not get sick again since I don't know how many months ago I've been sick. But, you know, it hit me and it looks like it's hitting everybody. So be careful out there. Yesterday, I went to Kaiser to pick up an inhaler because my cough's been so bad that I think it's like bronchitis now. So the doctor gave me two inhalers and some pills. I don't know. I've just been living off cough drops. My appetite's not really there. So if anything, I'm going to lose the tamale 15 that I gained over the December because I ate. Every day I had an event, if it wasn't with my friends, it was with my family. If it wasn't my family, it's the building I work at or with the team that I work at. And I don't know, like I wasn't saying no to food and I was just enjoying my time. And I said, I'm just going to take it slow and just enjoy the holidays because that's something that, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, the holidays haven't always been so happy for me. And I feel like this is the first holiday that I wasn't stressed out. I didn't stress myself out. I didn't try to be a Grinch. I avoided being a Grinch. If I felt for a second that I was getting grumpy or something, like I was just like, check back. And honestly, I think that kids are what make the holidays, because my niece really brought a lot of laughter to us, and she's like the only kid that we have in the family. So it was so fun to see her open gifts and just enjoy her little personality. I also went to my friend Alex's wedding. It was really nice. And you know, que viva el amor, because I was inspired. I was just like, wow, like she found love in one day I'm going to find this love. Like, it was such a beautiful wedding. And I got this, like, new inspiration to date again. I've been very consistent with my Pilates classes. If you don't follow me on social media, I always tag them. I try to remember every time I go to tag them. Some days I don't remember. But a lot of people have asked me if I notice a difference in my body. I don't physically, like, look in the mirror and say, like, oh my God, you look different. But I definitely don't struggle as much with the moves in Pilates like I did in the beginning. So I feel like I'm getting stronger in my core, which I never worked out my core before. And sometimes I'm like, why do I even pay for this class? But once I'm done with it, I feel so proud of myself. And I have seen the growth in my strength. Once I start eating good, I'm about to meal prep today because we are not going to let another week slip. I haven't really had an appetite, like I said, because I've been sick, but I did buy like veggies and I'm going to go buy some proteins right now. Pero yo pienso that if I really get my diet together and be consistent with Pilates and do my weightlifting that I used to do in between, I think it's all over for everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I think that once I lose this panza, ain't nobody got a chance. But this is the heaviest that I've been in a long time. And I know a lot of people are like, you're not even heavy or whatever, because my mom tells me all the time. Pero yo me siento, mis pantalones me quedan bien tight. And it's just a personal goal of mine to get in better shape. So I wanted to start off the year by like cleaning out my space and just organizing stuff, taking stuff to donate, because I realized that I have a lot of clothes. And I know I talked about this millions of times, pero every time I clean out my closet, I take out more clothes. And I'm like, oh, I'll wear this one day and I'll wear this one day. Y nunca se viene el day. So I put some clothes on Facebook Marketplace. I am going to donate some other ones. And my space looks so much better. My drawers are super organized. I went through that drawer that I threw all my paperwork in and I cleaned it out. So my space is clean and I feel so great about it. I had planned to do it before New Year's. I ended up doing it last week when I called off work because I was sick, because I was laying there, but I was also bored and I was tired of seeing my room just with the drawers all shoved in. And I clean up every other month, I swear. But, you know, you get lazy sometimes. You just start shoving your clothes in and then you forget about the clothes that you have under. So I cleaned up my space. I feel very good about that. I didn't finish cleaning up my phone. I wanted to clean up all the pictures that I have, all the videos that I have. I'm halfway there. So whenever I'm waiting anywhere, I go through my pictures and start deleting, because I have so many duplicates, because, you know, it takes like 100 to get the right one. I'm just kidding. But truly, you guys know what I'm talking about when you want to take a good picture and you take like 7 and now you have like 7 more pictures of the same thing. But I started off the year by trying to have a clean slate. I did the best that I could. And I think we have so much pressure of like starting January 2nd. I am going to be a new person. I'm going to have a gym routine. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, which is fine. It's fine to have goals, but it's just not real for me personally. And it feels like too much pressure. And then when I put too much pressure on myself on changing my routine and just being like a different person overnight, it's not going to happen. It's like little changes that need to happen. So I said to myself, I'm going to be patient with myself and just start off small. And then I got hit with my sickness. So sometimes there's things and events that happen that are out of your control and you just have to roll with the punches. So a lot of people always say like, oh yeah, new year, new me. And some people hate on it. Some people are like, it's just another day, blah, blah, blah. But I really do feel like it's a new chapter, because looking back at the previous years, every year you learn lessons and you become a better person. It's just a new chapter in your book. You turn a year older every year. And I do see it as a fresh new start, a fresh beginning of a story for the year. And in this year of 2024, we are gonna level up, girl. We are gonna be better, but we're not gonna put so much pressure to be a completely different person. We're gonna take everything we've learned through every year of our lives and we're gonna grow and we're gonna level up to be this better version of ourselves. So if you're thinking, how do I even begin to level up? You have the tools, amiga. You've been in your healing era. So let me tell you how we're leveling up this year. First of all, we're gonna be confident. And I know that's something that doesn't come easy because it took me a long time to get here. I'm about to be 34 years old. I know, shocking. A lot of people have told me I look in my 20s, but I don't know if you're telling me that because I'm immature. I'm just kidding. But it took me a long time to be confident. I was not always this confident. I used to be very insecure. So how did I build up my confidence? I started believing in myself. I started believing that my opinions mattered, and I stood up for myself whenever someone tried to disrespect me or try to belittle me. I also have worked on my confidence by not comparing myself to others, by feeling good in my body, by working out, by wearing a cute outfit. There's so many things that you can do to build your confidence. Putting yourself out there, like doing stuff that's outside of your comfort zone, like that, I think has extremely helped my confidence, because once I do something that is so out of my comfort zone, I'm like, I could do anything. So face your fears, get out of that comfort zone, and trust me, like, it will boost your confidence. Practice your self-care. I know that when I get all done up like I did today, I wanted to like do my makeup because I already felt like crap. And I'm like, if I feel like crap and I'm looking like crap, it's just going to be a crappy day. So I actually did my makeup. I haven't gotten dressed. I'm still in my robe, but my makeup's done. My lashes are put and I feel a little better about myself. So practice your self-care and remember that building your confidence comes from within. So no one else can make you confident. It's up to you to build that confidence. A way to level up is also developing like good healthy habits. And I know that's something that I really want to work on this year. For example, I started in 2023 with Pilates. I know I'll never shut up. My sister's always like, oh, it's because you went to Pilates. But honestly, it was something that I really wanted to do, but I was always kind of shy to take group classes. But finally I did it and I really enjoy it, and I enjoy like being with other people that are going to the class and suffering with me. But building a healthy routine. So my routine is to go twice a week if I can, maybe three times, but twice a week for sure. I really want to get into doing my juicing again, and I want to run on at least once or twice a week and lift weights. And I think once I start doing that routine, I'm gonna level up. Like, it's something that you could start off small. You don't have to invest in a gym membership. But while I'm talking about gym memberships, please make sure that if you have health insurance, to look through your health insurance and see if you get deals on gyms, on classes, because Kaiser for me, I paid $29 a month now. It went up. It used to be $25. And I could go to any gym underneath that membership. It's called like, what is it called? Damn. Active and Fit. Active and Fit. I can go to any gym for 20 something, $30. Let's say $30. Any gym. So when I'm at work, I go to other gyms because I don't have the same gyms where I live. So look at that, because sometimes they offer cool classes. I'm sure if you live like in a downtown area, you get more access to cool classes at a fraction of the price, because I'm a savings girly. But yeah, do a routine. If it means like, I want to also start doing where I drink water before I drink coffee. I also want to limit my caffeine intake because it's been a little crazy. I actually haven't had coffee. Actually, yesterday I had coffee at Dutch Bros. That's a whole nother story. But I want to drink more teas. I want to just be more healthy. I am getting in my mid-30s and I just want to make sure that I'm my healthiest self. Another thing that I've been really, really struggling with these past few years is limiting my time on social media. But we have to level up our mind by not consuming so many things at once. Like, isn't it insane how many things we consume in like, if you sit on TikTok for like a couple minutes, there's so much that happens. You watch a video of a girl getting broken up. You watch a video of a girl getting engaged. You watch someone got murdered. Someone passed away. You watch some new makeup. It is really mind-blowing about how much information is getting distributed to us in just a matter of seconds. And I feel like sometimes it could get overwhelming. It could definitely affect my mental health. So I think that although I do social media as like a part-time thing, I need to really limit how long I'm on my phone, because I have caught myself. This is really hard for me to confess, but I'm going to confess. I've caught myself going to the restroom to brush my teeth while I let TikTok play. if that is you, we have a problem, Amis. We definitely have a problem. And I am trying to be better about it. And this is definitely a goal that is going to make me level up. Because instead of wasting my time, and I say wasting because sometimes it is, I do learn a lot on social media, but there's a lot of negative that is shown too, or things that stress you out about the world. Instead of doing that, I'm going to commit to, even if it's like reading like 3 or 4 pages of a book, but like a little self-help book or journaling, we're going to level up by giving the mind a break from social media and doing something that is useful, listening to a podcast like mine. I'm just kidding. But seriously, listening to like a self-help podcast, reading a book, journaling, we're going to level up the brains, okay? We're also going to level up by making sure that we stick to our boundaries, or we create new boundaries. And boundaries are not just like boundaries with your family, like it's boundaries all around your life when it comes to dating, when it comes to your finances, when it comes to going out, socializing, when it comes to friendships. All around, you have to stick to your boundaries. Make sure you know what those boundaries are. If you are deciding to do dry January and you're out with your friends and they're trying to pressure you to drink, make sure you make it known, like, hey, I'm really doing this for myself. Like, I will sit here and support you guys, but please respect that I am not going to drink this time. I know there's been many times where people try to peer pressure me. I'm not very good at peer pressure. Like, I usually I'm pretty good at saying no, but I know there's some people that really give in and like, all right, well, yeah, we only live once. But if that's a boundary that you have for yourself, stick to your guns and make sure that it's known. Another way that we're leveling up this year is to enjoy the process of whatever goals you set for yourself or wherever you see yourself in life. One thing that I had to let go was letting go of timelines and letting go of what society thinks that at this age, at 33, I should be married, I should have kids, I should have a house, I should have this. Like, things are not the same as they used to be back in the day. Life has changed a lot. We have many opportunities now that our parents didn't have. And it's just different now. And you just have to give yourself grace of the pace that your life is going at. Sometimes I found myself comparing myself to like friends from high school and like, oh my God, they have it all together. But truly, I think everyone's figuring it out. I have people that tell me all the time, like, I wish I had the life that you have. I have people that tell me all the time, why aren't you married? Why don't you have kids? Like, oh my God, the clock is ticking. Se te va a ir el tren. It's insane the amount of people that have told me that. And honestly, sometimes it can bring you down because you're like, damn, like I didn't really think about that because I was just chilling, enjoying my life. And here comes your tia that doesn't see you often and is telling you how se te va a pasar el tren. So just be grateful for where you're at and acknowledge and appreciate that you are enough and that everything in your life is going to make sense one day. The universe has its own timing for you. And right now it's just not the time. And maybe it's not what you had pictured years ago that you were going to be doing. But be graceful with yourself and just embrace where you're at in life. And lastly, another way to level up is to move on from the past. Let it go, like Frozen said. Let it go, because sometimes when we dwell on the past, you get stuck and you keep coming back. I should have done this different. I should have done that different. Like, this made me who I am today. Like, although things that happened in our past do make us who we are today, we don't have to dwell on it. We can learn from it. We can move on from it. And it's just a lesson learned. And also in letting go and moving on from the past, also let go of anger that you have. I have found that when I let go of como rencor, like having a grudge, I couldn't think of the word, but when I let go of grudges that I had with people, my life leveled up. And this year we're practicing that because we're not holding any grudges. Everything happens for a reason. I will say it, and I sound like a broken record, but truly I feel this way just because of life experience. Because any time that I thought that something, oh my God, this is so bad that it happened to me, or I didn't get this job, or I broke up with somebody, something better came along. And I know that sometimes it doesn't feel like that when it's happening, But once you let go of any grudges or let go of anything, like wish your haters well. When I let go of thinking about why did people do me dirty or like why did that person break my heart, I'm like, you know what? Que les vaya bien. Like I don't need them in my life anymore. Let it go. It happened. I learned my lesson. I know what I'm not going to do anymore. I know what I'm not going to tolerate anymore. So we're letting go, moving on from the past and letting those grudges go. I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode like I enjoyed recording. It honestly was such a challenge because I kept on editing my coughing. So if I left some coughing in there, I apologize, but your girl is a little out of breath. And I wanted this episode to be longer, but oh, that's all I have in me. And I hope you guys understand. I am recording an episode with Chantel next weekend. I was supposed to record it this weekend. And it's going to be talking about sex education amongst the Latino community. She's open to taking any questions you have about sex. I know it's something that people don't really talk about, but she is becoming a certified sex therapist. She's on the road to becoming one. And you can submit the questions on Instagram or on my website at www.unbreakablelatina.com, or you can email directly to melina@unbreakablelatina.com, and your question might possibly get answered on the episode. We'll probably have to split it into two because I already received a lot of questions. I really appreciate all you guys being so open and honest. If you guys want me to do the anonymous link again, like that on Instagram, I'll do it again. Just to get more questions, but I was really surprised about how many people ask questions, and they're very good questions. So I'm excited for that episode. I know for me, it's a little bit out of my comfort zone, but again, I just gave you guys a bunch of tips on leveling up. So we're getting out of our comfort zone more this year. I also have two Unbreakable sweaters left. I do have a coupon code. I believe it's Unbreakable 20 for 20% off on the sweater. They are both 3XL. So if you are interested, those are the last two. You can find those at www.unbreakablelatina.com under shop. And I do still have stickers too. So if you want to use that 20% off on the stickers, you can also order some stickers for your Stanleys. I'm just kidding. Don't be that girl fighting over Stanleys. We don't want to bail you out of jail. But I hope you guys have an amazing week. I missed you guys so much. Please let me know what remedios you have to get rid of this cough, because I'm so tired of coughing. Like, if I don't have abs by next week, I'm gonna be pissed because I am so sore from coughing so much. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me at Unbreakable Latina on TikTok and on Instagram, because we're back. We're gonna have some more content coming your way. I hope you have an amazing day. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.